can start. Okay, so we were learning the midah, incredible midah, of lehechizik la'arachoi. Because Baruch Hu does not hold his af forever. And he was mechadashir that in the fifth midah, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a mahalas, that we think that the only way to get rahmanas is with tshuva, okay? The only way to get rahmanas is through tshuva, which makes sense. But the emes is that what happens is a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, it doesn't have to be through tshuva. That sometimes Hashem, just out of rahmanas, will change the mahalach of how he deals with us, and he'll deal with us in rahmanas, because la'echzik la'ad apri, because he's not going to hold the afrek. He's not going to hold the afrek. Now you're going to tell me, didn't we say that when, from Nefesh HaChaim, that when you do averis and it's bad, then the evil is there. Period. You cannot just, oh, Hashem, look away. So the answer is that Hashem is not looking away. This is part of the facilitating the tshuva. Facilitating the tshuva is not going to be through Yisurim. In this case, Hashem knows that for this generation, the facilitating the tshuva will be through Ahava. So it's a chelik of the din. It's not a chelik, it's rachmonos. But this is not, the Mesil Sharm says, that in a rachmonos soiseres es adin. The rachmonos is not soter, it does not contradict din. Din, because all the rachmonos does is Hashem packages it differently. Hashem allows more time to do tshuva. Instead of doing it all at once, Hashem will, it will take time, etc. So all of those things are not soter the din, they're not contradict the din. And that's the chidush here of lehechezik la'ad apa. Now, there's a piece in the Sefer, Reishis Chochma, that he says the following. We know that there's a very bad midah called chanifus. Chanifus means, literally means flattery. But what it basically means is that a person kind of just doesn't do things up here, the MS, but a person will only do it. A person doesn't do it up here, the MS. A person does it because they feel like they have to do it for this person. Or they want to, they overlook the MS. So for example, let's say they have a boss, okay? They have a boss, and the boss is not behaving properly. And, you know, but you don't want to start messing with the boss, so you start complimenting them and all this stuff. So you're being machnef oiver aver. So you're not allowed to do that. But the Reishis Chochmas brings down, shloisha yesh shema chanifim lahem. There's three cases where you could do chanifus. So he says, le'ishto mishum shalom bayis. You're allowed to look away. And if that's going to help the shalom bayit, you're allowed. Le'bal choyv shalo yachatzenu. You're allowed to do it to a creditor so that he doesn't pressure you for the money before you have time to pay it. So you want to, like, I don't know why that's mutter, but that's what he said. And then he says, le'raboy, it's mutter for a rebbe, kidei she'yilmedu Torah u'mitzvos. So the Rebbe is allowed to tell the Talmud, wow, you're such a tzaddik. Wow, you're such a good kid. Good kid. I'm horrible. Look at me. I'm doing all these terrible things. So the child's allowed to go. And v'chin l'chol adam shu sover shi yimashich oisoy elav shi yishma loy l'kayim ha-mitzvah v'im yavoy elav v'koyes. If you come with anger, lo yishma lo. He's not going to listen. But if you do it with chanifus, then he'll listen to you. So it's better to be machnif to bring out the good. In other words, this is the midah that sometimes you see, that sometimes it's better that Kodesh Baruch Hu will treat us with ahava to bring out the proper midah than through kaas. Okay? And according to, now, this is even if the person is a Baal Aveira, like he said at the end over there, that he's Azoiv, Tazoiv, Imoi, that you cannot bear a grudge on him. And you have to be mativ with him. And the way you're going to be mativ with him is that you put down your sinner, you put down the hatred. You don't let the hatred get to you. And you put that away, and you look at him properly, and you help him. And it's brought down from Reb Chaim Volozhiner that in today's day and age, this is the more effective way of chinuch than the hard way. Because today, people handle ahava better. You know, there's a book from Rav Trink. It's about, he was a Rebbe, and his mahalach, just love them. That's the title of the book. And he just had unboundless love for his talmidim. And it has a story over there that he had a talmid that went off the derech. And he finally told his Rebbe that he's going to the movies or something on Friday night. So I don't remember the whole details of the story, but the bottom line is that the Rebbe walked to the movie theater all the way in downtown, went in, and they said, well, you have to buy a ticket. And he said, I'm not coming to watch the movie. I just need to find someone. And he sat with the kid and he said, I figure you'll probably be alone over here because no one's going to come with you. So I don't want you to be alone because it's, you know. So he sat with him. Stuff like that, like all sorts of stories of how just like endless love. And that was you know, that's a mahalak. Okay, let's move on to the sixth mida. The sixth mida is lehechazik lehechazik la'ad apo ki chafetz chesed. So now the simple way to read the pasuk is chafetz chesed, because Hashem wants to do chesed. Chafetz means he wants. Chesed, he wants to do chesed with us, right? So since he wants to do chesed with us, that's why he's going to have rachmanis. So the Torah Dvar is going to learn ki chafetz chesed, who is just the opposite. The mida here is not that Hashem wants to do chesed, but Hashem loves when we do chesed. He loves chesed. And therefore, there's a midah that when Hashem sees us doing chesed, he allows that chesed to delete the midas adin. He allows that chesed to erase the midas adin. So he takes all the chasadim that we do, and when the midas adin presents itself to come and say, oh, I'm going to count, you know, this guy did that, the midas Hashem takes out all of the rach, all of the chesed that we did, and he pushes away the midas adin. So he allows the chesed of the person to defend himself against the midas adin. So it's an unbelievable shot. Chafetz chesed, he loves our chesed. And that's a midas adin. That when, since I love it so much when you do that, I'm going to overlook certain things that maybe, you know, would be... So certain things that would be a problem. He chafetz chesed. So he does get a little bit Kabbalistic when he's talking here. So bear with us. We'll try to figure this out as we go through. Kvar pirashnu b'mkomo. We've explained in other places. Sheish b'heichal yadua, in the heichal, in the, you know, in the chamber of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's malachim, there's angels, memunim lekabel gemilus chasad. That they have a bowl, they have a basket, which accepts in the basket all the chesed that we do. She'adam oseh ba'olam hazeh. V'kasher midat adin mekatreget al Yisrael. And when the midas adin starts saying bad things against the Jewish people, miyad, immediately, otam malachim marim ha'chesed ahu. Those angels that are holding the chesed show the chesed. That Kadosh Baruch Hu merachem al Yisrael, mipnei shehu chafetz bechesed. So Hashem loves our chesed. So Hashem has mercy on us. V'im hayot shehem chayavim. And even though we're not worthy, and the midas adin is correct in this case, the midas adin was right. If they do chesed with each other, Kadosh Baruch Hu will allow, will be merachim on Klal Yisrael. This is the chidush here. Okay, so he brings down here from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said, "Shechesed omed laAdam atzof kol adarot, vechesed Hashem meolam v'adolam el yoriyav." That a chesed that a person does lasts forever, and the chesed that a person does, protects him against the midas adin forever. Now he brings a complicated story from the time of the Churban. Where basically there was a nevuah of Yechezkel. So we'll speak it out tomorrow, but the concept is there was a nevuah of Yechezkel that Yechezkel saw the Midas Adin coming. And then all of a sudden, a hand came out and pushed away the Midas Adin. Some prophecy like that. So he's going to explain that what was happening was this Midah. That this Midah of Chafetz Chesed was able to push off even the din on the Churban for a few years. So obviously, this is a, we'll see how it applies to us, but number one is you see how important Chesed is. That's number one. But we'll see exactly how that applies to us, in our daily life. But this is the next midah, ki chafetz chesed hu, is that Hashem wants to see us do chesed, and by us doing chesed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us from the din. That's the next midah, and Mr. Hashem will hook it up tomorrow.
Thank you, Rami.
Sorry for the delay. Okay.
Bye. Yeah. Bye.